trying to do some, let me do some guided meditation to do a little bit of, not exactly inner child work, but similarly, just to get the mind in a comfortable place, so you won't do it for that long. And then I'm going to introduce, then we're going to do japa for some time. I'll talk a little bit about it. We'll do the japas for some time, orally, and then very quietly, and then to yourself. And then you'll see at some point the mantra will drop off. And then we'll spend the rest of the hour, you'll be doing the japa silently at some point. The mantra will just naturally drop off. And then you'll just be in contemplation for the rest of the hour. But I'm going to guide that. I just wanted you to know kind of what we're going to do today. Just invoking the inner friend. Just become aware of your body. Let your body find a very comfortable position for itself. You can let go of all of the stress. Let the muscles relax. Take some deep breaths. And just give your body some gratitude in words. Say to yourself, to your body, addressing your body, what a gift. What a gift for us to be able to have a body. All that it does for us. Now as the inner friend, as your body continues to relax, just be aware and grateful to your mind, which handles all of our issues, plus all of our perceptions, plus all of the day-to-day tasks that we have to do. And just ask your mind, just the conscious adult you, is there anything you're concerned about today? Any worries? Anything that you want me to take care of so that you don't have to be concerned about that? and check in with the little ones inside. See how everybody's doing. Make sure they feel loved. The mantra we're going to do is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It's considered a really sacred mantra. We did it earlier in the week. And when you do this mantra, it's as though you're chanting the whole Vishnu Sahasranama. It's considered to be a very powerful mantra for Antakarna Shuddhi, for resolving any of the issues or worries or painful things that you're working on, painful relationships, inner trauma, all of these type of things that you're trying to resolve. And so before we start this mantra, a good thing to do is to make a prayer to Bhagavan, to Ishwara, Just telling all of the things that, whatever it may be, that are your concerns, your worries, your aspirations, and ask for his blessings. And that would be the sankalpa, the resolve, the affirmation that we call sankalpa, that we're offering up to Bhagavan as we do this mantra, asking for his blessings. So just spend a few moments in that prayerful relationship. The little ones can say a prayer also if they want to. chant this a few times. Some of you don't know this. You weren't here when you learned it. Just the words Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om, my salutations to the Lord Vasudeva, name for Krishna, that's name for Vishnu, the one who sustains the Ishwara Bhagavan, Brahman, Brahman who is this whole creation that sustains the whole creation. So I'm invoking his grace by this mantra. The mantra is all one swara, it's all absolutely even, except for the Vasudevaya. So it goes, Om, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I want you to follow along with my lead. We'll be chanting just evenly for some time. At some point, I'll lower my voice, even though my voice isn't very loud as it is. We'll lower to a whisper, but for now, go ahead and chant. We'll chant in a more full voice. And just follow along with me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 1 second. Let's try to get on the same shruti, okay? Just listen to everybody else and see if we can get in the same. Shruti means the same tone. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, we're not able to do that. What we're going to do is say it very softly in a whisper. Okay? Follow with me and we'll do that for some long time. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate 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 silently to yourself, letting it become very big in your mind. So if you can chant it without the vocal cords moving, if you find your vocal cords are engaged, chant it very, very quickly. for a while until the vocal cords release you, and just let it be absorbing your mind. After some time, you can change the pace so that you have more moments of silence between the mantra. you're doing the mantra, you probably want to put a little bit more silence between each mantra until the mantra becomes irrelevant to your own absorption. If your mind is still thinking and wandering, then go back to saying the mantra a little bit more quickly. Giving a gentle focus, to start giving more of a gentle focus just to your own presence in which the mantra is taking place. It is not trying to get rid of your thoughts or get rid of any perceptions or to get rid of the mantra. It's just you're highlighting the mind as paying more attention to, gently focusing just on me, my own being. And as the mind may drift off from that gentle focus, it's fine. You just gently bring it back. Any thoughts or feelings or moods arise, emotions, completely welcome them. Don't push them away. Keep bringing your gentle focus back to your own presence. If your mind wants to engage with any type of emotions or thoughts, you can go ahead and do that, but just notice that the silence of your being, your own presence, is abiding there as you do that. Feel your body relaxing more deeply. Let your mind slow expand in relaxation. Welcoming whatever thoughts or feelings or perceptions are there. Welcoming them into your own being, your own self. Letting yourself be the center of attention. Feel your heart relaxing and giving up any constrictions that might be there. Your whole chest area. Just by suggesting it to deeply relax and feel it letting go. You can breathe into your heart and exhale. ask it to relax even more. Bring your focus gently to your own presence, to me, the self that you are. Go to your throat area. Let it relax. Feel it letting go of any stress that might be there in the throat. Gently focusing on your own self and your own presence. Expanding. Suggest that it release any tension that might be there. Feel your throat opening, its center and throat. Put your consciousness there and actually feel its energy. Let it relax. Gently focus on your own presence. Go to the forehead. Focus on that energy center right between your eyebrows, right above the nose, slightly right between the eyebrows. You can feel the energy there. Feel your whole face, forehead, that energy center expanding, relaxing. The whole forehead should be relaxing. And feel your own presence almost merging into that energy center. focus on your own being, your own presence. Your whole face and head expanding and relaxing as that center opens up. Focus on your own presence. Go to the crown, the very top of your head, and feel the energy there. Feel it open and relax. Suggest that it relax and open up. Spread out. Expand out into space. Focus on your own presence, yourself, the me. Focusing on your own presence, and lift up into that energy center right at the top of your head. Feel it expanding in your own being. Is the present there? Gently focusing on yourself. To the energy center right between your eyes. Again, focusing on your own presence gently. Feel that also relaxing, expanding. And go down to your throat. Feel that relaxing. Focusing gently on your own presence. Go to your heart. Feel it open. Notice your own presence. noticing your own presence. Feel the whole stomach, abdominal area relaxing. Notice your presence. Go to the base of your spine. That area opening up and relaxing. The energy is free to flow up and down and through your body. The body continuing to relax. As they expand out into space. Notice your own presence. Follow your breath as though you're riding your breath into and out of yourself. It's probably a very shallow, gentle breath. Each breath is naturally breathing into your own presence. Let your own presence just expand as though filling your mind. The simple me, my own being. actually in this meditation you may want to take a walk or go to your room, or what I would like you to try to do is just notice that this own, your own presence does not change or get covered up. When you're taking a walk or when you're talking with others, you're doing that today, moving about, nothing happens to you. See if you can notice. It's very personal, me. But it's always present as it is right now. With the mind in a meditative state or without it in a meditative state, it's me that I am, this person, conscious being that I am, that is me, is not covered. When you meditate, the mind is so quiet, it's just to help you differentiate the one who's ever present in the mind, whether it's quiet or not.